This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Even if you have no religious belief, the death of the Pope after a 26-year reign is historic. For people of faith, there may be much to admire in John Paul II's pronouncements on the sanctity of life or the centrality of God. And for Catholics, the passing of a pope brings a special level of reflection and spiritual examination. Here is Day to Day contributing writer Marcos McPeak Viatoro.
John Paul II ran the Catholic Church for most of my life. I was at high school when he was elected in 1978. A few years later, I was a student for the priesthood at a seminary in Iowa where I learned all about liberation theology, a brand of Christianity that stressed human rights and social reform. It was firing up Latin American Catholics who lived under the yoke of right-wing dictatorships, and I was passionate about it. The Pope was, too, but from the opposite direction. He soon silenced the Latin American theologians I so admired, denouncing their revolutionary ideas, banning them from teaching in Catholic institutions. Perhaps the clearest expression of John Paul's distaste came when he visited Nicaragua in 1983. On the tarmac at Managua Airport, he wagged a reproving finger in the face of Ernesto Cardenal, who was a priest and a member of the leftist Sandinista government. Cardenal was at that moment kneeling on the tarmac to welcome this same pope, the one who had spoken so passionately of the need for political change in Poland. Many people saw that incident on television. I saw it up close. I lived in Nicaragua and worked for an organization steeped in Catholic social justice teachings regarding the liberation of the poor. I confess, this is not the moment to revisit how I felt about the Pope back then. It is not the time to air old grievances or spark new divisions. So today, I will join with the rest of the faithful in mourning the successor of St. Peter. I will pray for his soul and find my heart stirred by those fond, familiar Latin orations that unite Catholics left and right, black and white, in a creed that transcends politics and time. And I will think of the prayer, In Paradisum, from the old Catholic funeral mass. May the choir of angels receive you, and with Lazarus, who was once poor, may you have everlasting rest.
Marcos McPeak Viatoro is a novelist and regular contributor to Day to Day. He lives here in Los Angeles.